From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A team of U.S. diplomats is meeting North Korean counterparts in the Truce Village, Panmunjom, part of the preparations for a much-anticipated U.S.-North Korea summit next month in Singapore. President Donald Trump, who called off the meeting just last week, tweeted Sunday he believes the North has brilliant potential. But Tufts University Assistant Professor Sung-Yoon Lee is unimpressed.
It's completely unrealistic because economic development and the accretion of wealth as a nation state does not happen overnight. It's not something you can just click on the switch and expect. So while I think that comment was meant to be flattering to North Korea, I don't think it's really persuasive.
The two Korean leaders, Kim Jong-un and President Moon Jae-in, met Saturday. South Korea's Moon saying they both agreed the summit must go on. Ray Blunt, a Missouri Republican, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, appeared on the Fox News Sunday telecast.
I think the president's got the North Koreans in a place that any other president might not have managed to get done. He's very willing to reach out in new directions through the South Korean president, willing to meet with the North Korean president, but also willing to walk away. And I do think some things need to be decided before we have that meeting. There needs to be a strong understanding of what both sides, what all three sides, frankly, mean by denuclearization.
President Moon acknowledged Pyongyang and Washington see denuclearization differently, but hoped that that could be resolved through working-level meetings. Guinea's President Alpha Conde has reshuffled his government, replacing 13 of 33 ministers, including the finance and security portfolios. It follows the new Prime Minister, Ibrahima Kasori Fofana, announced last week. This is VOA News.